This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Rolling, 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 rolling.
Hit 'em up, move 'em out.
Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling, rolling.
Where's old Rowdy Ace?
Through rain and wind and weather, hell bent leather, wishing my gal was by my side.
Jammer Griffin's here. RedPillExpo.org, RedPillUniversity.org. All right, the time we have left, we really appreciate you. Solutions, you've really codified this into great examples. All power is local. The establishment knows that, and we just forget that. So talk about it.
Well, yeah, the opponents know that. And I guess anybody that sees what's happening realizes that there are organizations that are making all of these things happen, and they have branches everywhere in the United States, and all around the world, for that matter. They're well-funded. And so this is really the crux of our problem, is that we're up against an international force. It's truly international. It has nothing to do with America versus Germany or Japan or Russia. It's international, and it permeates all of those segments. And
it's sure as hell not black against white.
Not black against white, not Catholics against Jews or anything like that. But the force that I'm talking about knows that in order to move society toward this total control grid that they have in mind, this new world order, which they like to call it, collectivism on an international scale. In order to move society, they have to have conflict, because people won't move unless they're afraid. You've got to scare that dickens out of them. You've got to make them feel pain. So they'll say, I don't care. We just solved the problem. You know, they say a drowning man is not interested very much in discussing the Constitution. He's only got one thing in mind, and that's to get to the surface and breathe and live. So if you put everybody in a situation where they think they're going to die, or they're going to lose everything they have, or the future of mankind is going up, whether it's environmentalism, terrorism, pandemics, I don't care what it is. If you're afraid,
yeah, that's the goal. Is this is all horrible? Give up your rights.
Yeah, that's right. In order, we'll save you. They don't realize the people who are offering to save them are the ones that are creating the problems. You see. But they say, look, if you just trust us and give us more power, give us more government, give up some more of your freedom, give us all of your money, we'll save you. That's the trick. It's so simple once you see it, you say. But in order to make it work, everybody has to be frightened. And so we do not have this kind of an international structure. We don't. These other people even make the money, so they have an unlimited.
And Lord Monckton kind of picked up your idea. He said we need a worldwide kind of 1776, an alliance. But how do you form something that isn't organizational, that can't be infiltrated?
Well,
it's ideological.
One of my challenges for many, many years, I've been dealing with that, and I think I came up with a solution. I called it Freedom Force International. And it's exactly that. We have an organization, but it's not pyramidal in form. It's holographic in form. We don't have time to go into that. But it's very resistant to infiltration. First of all, if anybody...
Because it's based on ideology. It's based on political mathematics and a code versus hierarchy.
Yes, it's based on what you believe. And that was the first thing we had to do, is to design a creed of freedom. This is what we're fighting for. We all know what we're fighting against. We don't like that guy, we don't like that guy, and that guy, and so forth. But what do we want? What do we have that's better? Otherwise, we're just going to overthrow the system that we don't like and replace it with another version of the same thing that's happened over and over. So the first thing was to understand what we believe in. We call that the creed of freedom. The next thing, we got that going, by the way. That's very few hardcore people and understand the guys that read the books and they think and they go to conferences and they dedicate their lives to it. No, we need more people than that. We need that 15% of the population that's going to support the 1%. You know, history is always written by 1% of the population or less. Those are the thinkers, the doers, the leaders, and so forth. And then there's the 15% that comes along and says, yeah, that's great, count us in. We're willing to do whatever we can to help in this.
And they're just as important as the 1%.
Yeah, they're very important. But the leaders, I mean, take the American Revolution, for example. How many thought leaders and real leaders, how many people signed the Declaration of Independence?
Gee, Edward, we're out of time. I want you to join us again next week or the next week to do a whole hour on solutions and on Freedom Force International, redpillinversity.org. Thank you so much.
We'd love to talk about that. Thank
you. We'll talk to you soon. We love you.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com. And now, a message from Nancy Pelosi and the Big Tech Cyborg Board.
Testing, tracing, treatment, and isolation if necessary. So that's very important. This establishes a plan, a goal, a plan, benchmarks, and a timeline for us to get the American people tested so we know the size of this problem and, again, can defeat this villainous virus.
News today.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leaving. You've been doing great, Owen. You're going to finish up with these calls, but then Greg Reese and, of course, Harrison Smith are going to take another hour of calls. The crew's volunteered to do it. So we're here live covering this, hoping everything de-escalates. So the live coverage continues. Everybody spread those links. The globals are hacking us, trying to shut this down. Don't let them win. No BS. Let me tell you, everything's straight shooting here. See, I don't have some Machiavelli manipulative view. With me, it's all straightforward attack. That's the real power.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
Tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
You know, there are folks fighting back around the country. A lot of sheriffs in Texas and Washington State, you name it, are coming out and speaking up against these masks that do not protect you and are a fraud. We covered that in great detail in the first hour. And it turns out, big article from Gateway Pundit, we were right. CDC now estimates 22 million Americans infected with China coronavirus, making U.S. mortality rate 0.6, confirming their estimates for March. But I wanted to air this clip here exposing this whole event 201. Don't be sheep. Sheriffs rebel against new statewide mask requirements. That's out of my San Antonio. In San Antonio with Texas, but here's another one. Washington State Sheriff tells residents to not be sheep over statewide coronavirus mask mandate. Here it is.
In case you guys didn't hear, Governor Inslee, in his infinite wisdom, has decided after over 100 some odd days that we should all wear face masks inside and out. Here's what I say. Don't be a sheep.
And it's all a hoax. They're using the deaths from the regular column, but everything else in that. Fauci's a liar. They're all criminals. But the most important thing to know, this is what Governor Abbott should be doing right now. The most important thing to know is that they now have engineers and state reps and many others. They're getting OSHA atmosphere testers and showing dangerous levels of carbon dioxide inside the mask. And the N95s exhale with no control, so you're supposed to have this virus. You're not keeping people safe around you. It's all a giant lie. It was all engineered by Bill and Melinda Gates and Fauci. They are war criminals. They are the true living essence of Hitler in America today. Ohio rep proves face mask reduce oxygen to unsafe levels. Republican Ohio State Rep Nino Vitale released a video showing a live experiment with students who placed an oxygen reading device into their face mask to check on the levels were safe, and here's what happened.
Hi, this is State Representative Nino Vitale. We're here today to talk about oxygen deprivation and mask usage. We're out here in the middle of a field in Champaign County. It's a beautiful 70 degrees this evening. We're next to 100-acre woods. And what we have here is an instant oxygen sensor. This senses different types of gases, and if it senses anything above or below the normal level, this GX2009 made by RKI, you can look up this unit, will beep and it will tell us if there's a problem. Now, as you can see, 19.5% is what OSHA recommends as safe. Anything below that is considered unsafe. This unit will beep if the oxygen level drops below that. Right now, you can see it's at 20.9, so it's above safe levels, and we're going to bring in our first student because, of course, the public health experts are recommending that our students wear masks. So we're going to take the GX2009, we're going to put it up inside the mask, and just have our student breathe normally here and see if it starts to. Okay, you can see that this started to beep right away. Let me see if I can show the percentage here. 17.1 is what it shows. Let me see if I can get that peak. Okay, there it is. It actually was lower than that at 17.0. So, again, 19.5, and you can see how quickly that was. Thank you. We're going to bring in student number two. Let me clear the peak on this because this does have a memory. So I'm just going to hold the air button here and clear that. Okay, so now you can see our peak is back to 20.9, and we're going to bring in our second student with the N95 mask. This is the 3M N95 mask. A little harder to get this in because this one's a little smaller mask, but do your best to put this up underneath your mask near where you breathe there, and we'll see what happens. Again, oh, okay, there we go. Almost immediately from breathing, it's sensing. Okay, thank you. Now let me get to the peak screen where it has the memory on it. Okay, there's the peak of 18.1. So almost immediately, this is dropping below what is considered safe by OSHA.
And now okay, so the good news is everybody's on to the scam, and city councils are being deluged, and sheriff's departments are standing up, and we're pissed. Meanwhile, Governor Abbott is literally writing globalist ding-a-ling, and just bowing to whatever Fauci and the UN and the new, I'm not joking, the new Texas governor is Gavin Newsom. He's my governor. So California's not just colonized Texas. Now, whatever that lying piece of trash says, and despite the deaths way down, fake positives way up, the governor is not the governor. The governor has resigned. Governor Abbott has resigned. And Governor Gavin Newsom is now the governor, not just of California, but of Texas. California has mounted Texas's head on a wall. And Texas was going blue. The average Texan just said, oh, we're Texas. California used to be red. So just keep thinking it's all funny. I know our listeners get it. We love you to death, and I love the crew, and I really appreciate them. We've got Dr. Nick Baggage coming up. We've got the big 4th of July specials going right now. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. After being sold out for months, 50% off. It's amazing, and that purchase funds our operation. DNA Force back in stock, 50% off. With our son, vitamin D3 under the tongue, back in stock, 50% off, and so much more. The big 4th of July mega sales are here. Whatever you do, join me this Sunday in Austin, Texas, the capital.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Oh, and welcome to the, glad to be back here on this Friday afternoon in most of the country, and still a little bit before noon here in Anchorage, Alaska. And just before I came on, there was a segment dealing with leadership, talking a little bit about leadership, talking a little bit about awareness, and talking about getting involved in the political process, but not, you know, kind of the outside looking in. And I got to comment on that because we're in the middle of that right here in Anchorage in a lot of ways. And I come, as most listeners know, from three generations of political family. And, you know, at the state, the national, international levels, we've been involved. And it's true. People make a difference. There's two things politicians respond to. Money and voters, okay? And here's the thing. Usually the money can preempt the voter. You know, they keep us silent by getting us off on other tangents, not paying attention to the main script. And this is called creating narratives, which they're really good at. So we got to pay attention, which is what the last guest was saying with Alex. We got to pay attention. And we have to engage. We have to actually do something, which those have been following me the last few weeks in particular. And if you haven't, go back and look at the three last videos on band.video. And we got a link at earthpulse.com with all the videos I've done on the program with Alex. And it's band.video. The link is at earthpulse.com. Takes you right into the conversation. And the background of today's conversation is useful, will be valuable, I hope. And the mission today and in those last presentations have been really to equip the warrior for the 21st century battle that we're in. And it's a spiritual battle more than it's a physical battle, although we see all the physicality of it playing out. So it's about equipping people for the game that is engaged, because we are in the middle of it. And I remain a pathological optimist. Sorry, just my nature. I cannot help because I know how the game ends. You know, so it makes it easier to be involved now, and now is the time, and we have opportunity. When I was hearing about leaders, now here's what I know about leaders. They're rare. They're not very many. They're like hen's teeth, you know? I mean, you got to look hard to find a real leader, because a real leader is opposite to what most of us think leaders are. Most of us perceive leaders as being on the top of some kind of pyramid or hierarchy, shoving the population down. It's upside down. That's the wrong vision of leadership. Leadership are uplifters. They're at the bottom of the heap, holding, lifting, pushing, giving people their power back, not taking it from you, not taking it from me. You know, real leadership inspires. Real leadership lifts. Real leadership reminds us of the essence of who we are and returns the power to us, because the essence of leadership in the United States, in a place where the government is supposed to be by the people, of the people, and for the people, individually expressed within our realities and collectively expressed within our form of government. Wow, what a great model. Let's not let it be corrupted too much by money and power and corruption, and let's make sure the dimension of people, all of us, re-enter the game, because that's where the power is. And here's the thing. I shared a few weeks back how it is that when you push a thought and then you emotionalize that thought, how powerful it becomes, how that word
then becomes the creative essence of it. Now, just before, again, before in the last segment, Alex was talking about sexual energy and how the occult uses sexual energy and how you can reorient that. And I want to talk about that. But nobody ever wants to talk about this because they get all uncomfortable. All right, so let's let that break down just for a moment. Let's not think about it in the physical form that's running through most people's heads right now. That's the flesh communicating with you, okay? Because it's such a powerful creative force, you see, because that's where life, where the two humans come together. And there's this energetic exchange that's so powerful, sparks life into the world, you see. Whoa! It's where everyone participates, and just for that moment, that energy sense. But let me tell you something about this. This is how it corrupts the flesh, because that energy is really close. And it is. But how you express that energy becomes really, really fundamental to what we are, you see. Because that is the same energy that creates everything. You know, everything you see in your life was created by that same core energy of creation being pushed through you, you see, into how you manifest in the world as an individual soul, you see, because your body is a reflection of that individual soul, and then it manifests in the world and projects all this stuff. So I want to talk a little bit about the real leadership that already here, the organization already exists. And that's what I've been trying to say. So I get these inquiries once, well, how do I join? How do I become a member? There are no membership cards, you see. We already own them. All of us are members of the human race. And to echo a sentiment. And in that human race, years ago, there was a man that said, I have a dream that people would judge us by the content of our character and not the color of our skin. Wow, what a powerful statement. I hope nobody is judging me because I'm a white man, or because someone's a black man, or because my granddaughter is a person of color, or any of these things. It should be colorblind, right? That's what Martin Luther King was talking about. It wasn't just about a population at that point in time being suppressed. In other places and every time people are suppressed, this is what he was objecting to. He went to the core and said, we are created beings and we need to behave that way. That was the core message of Martin Luther King, was really that we are created in the image and likeness of God and we should behave that way. That was his appeal. And I think that same appeal exists today. And when that happens, this is how the world changes. You see, all these things we object to and complain about and see in the world are symptoms. They are symptoms of our internal condition as individuals, projected into our group paint or not as individuals, coming together and then emotionalizing this, and then it creates what we see in our world today. We can create consciously. We can create differently, because once you know the power of combining your emotions with your thoughts and your words and your deeds, now you are responsible. You see, everyone who heard this today, to the level in which you understood it, you are now responsible for what you create in the world if you didn't already know it. And everyone you touch is created in the same image and likeness of God as you are. And you need to treat them with the deepest of respect, even if you strongly disagree, even if you think they are lost, because perhaps it is you that are. Let's be less judgmental. I'm going to get into more of this after the breaks. This is Dr. Nick Begich. You know, we all are the tip of the spear, and that spear is going to change the world. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
I was talking to my Patriot Supplier and Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have, hot in the current, to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. I mean, give them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated. But we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality affordable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins. So please take care of your affordable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, again, you know, talking about local kinds of initiatives, I've mentioned in a few segments in the past the intervention2020.com site we set up to address the homelessness in Anchorage issue. And now we have an opportunity actually to do it statewide. Since we created that initiative, we've been able to make a bit of a difference. And Dave Cuddy and I, who kind of began that effort, have been asked to serve with on the governor's committee to deal with the issue. And it's meant to have a short duration of time, so maybe we get to solutions. So it again demonstrates, you know, it's not a political group. You know, we're not weighing in on voting issues or candidates or any of that. Individually we do, but not in this group. What we're trying to do is just have an idea put it out there and make sure policymakers look at it. And then, and we've been able to do it. We organized a whole campaign around it, just two guys deciding to do something. And then a bunch of people joined us, and now it's really making a bit of a difference, you know, and anyone can do this. This is something that I've mentioned in the past, you know, so I was in a conversation with someone, and it was my fiance, actually, and we were talking about something. She said, well, we can't do anything about that. We can't do anything about that. And I thought, wow, I never thought that way, see, because I was raised where when you saw something needed to be fixed, I grew up in a political family that actually had statesmen in it, you know, people who actually believed what they were saying and then would go out and do it, you know, and or at least try. And this is how it goes. So I never thought you couldn't do something. I always thought, oh, well, you just got to go figure it out. And we're really that way, you see, and this is the measure of faith. And I'd use this as an example in the past because I believe that without any question, I can do that. And maybe someone listening doesn't believe they can do those things. That's okay. You only have to do what you believe in. And I've said this before. Don't do the impossible. That's an oxymoron. How can you do what you believe is impossible? That won't work. Do the possible. That's an act of faith. It's that simple. You know, all this complicated stuff is meant to confuse, to take your power away, you see, so that you don't know what you can do. You forget, and you fall into flesh and get occupied with all the things the flesh is pushing you into. And I say that in a broad sense as a metaphor also, because it's the, it is an old way of seeing the body, you see, or how the ego, what I call the ego part of us, the part of us that has to need all this stuff that's related to the physical existence, which is the short stop between interviews, you see? It's 80 to 100 years, you know, that's nothing. Eternity. And I said this before, the value of time has incredible value, especially as you get to the end of your clock on the earth. You know, that last second's worth $1 million to everybody. But here's what happens. As soon as you leap to the other side and you're into infinity, time no longer matters. That last second isn't worth a dime. It's not worth anything. It has no value because now the supply and demand cycle has kicked in. You have endless supply of time. Guess what? It doesn't mean much. But it means a lot right now. It means everything right now, because right now, within the physical world, we have the power of choice. We can choose what we do, and here's what I know about it. Sometimes the trajectory of choice, I had this discussion with Ann this morning, you know, the discussion of choice, how, well, I can't just change like that. Well, yes, you can, but not right away. You got to work towards it. It's like building a muscle. You know, it used to take me a year to make a full shift. Then it took me a month. Then it took me a week. And my kids commented one time, my oldest son, and he said, Dad, you can take such a negative thing happening to you where you're just being hammered brutally, where most people just fold and collapse, and you look at it and you just flip it 180 around and recognize the lesson in it, make a decision and move on from it. And I do that. I've perfected it over 61 years. It wasn't easy, you know, and I got beat up a lot along the way. What I know is that we make choices that we do believe in. That's our act of faith. We can actually make them happen. So just do that. That was my easy thing. But also ask, please ask for grace, because God will give it to you for free. And you just have to remember to ask. It makes the journey a little softer on you, you know, and people forget this. And adversity and pain. I mean, Anne experiences everyday migraines. My fiance for 9 years, migraines every single day. If you ever want to do anything for me, pray for Anne, please, that she might be healed of that. Because that's really debilitating. But I have watched the most strong human being I've ever met endure pain every day on a physical level and push through it. That's courage. That's what each of us are as we push through our emotional pain, because all of us have some of that, our childhood traumas, our current traumas, the place that we are, you know. When I think about trauma being the trigger for change, you know, and then I'm working on this homelessness thing, I would say all of the people that are there, no matter how they arrived, are definitely experiencing a version of what I would call trauma. And in that is the possibility of transformation, you see, because within trauma is the transformation and the transfiguration. I'm going to get into that because I want to. I got a lot to cover and I got no time, you know, and that's how it always goes. But I want to talk about some little notes I put together, and I'll read them through first so you know where I'm headed, okay? It's the path. We hear about that all the time. the individual path, we think about that sometimes, the judgment, faith, knowledge, wisdom, transformation, transfiguration, and the new saints. That's what I want to talk about today. How do we get from A to B, and how do we gather arrows in our quiver that don't pierce the body but pierce the soul and change people? That's what I'm talking about. Because we are all that guy and that woman. You're all that person, you see, created in the image and likeness, so that together and separately, we know it's all going on. You see, we don't have to form the formal group so someone can tell us what to do. We can choose what to do. And here's my thoughts on this to begin this conversation. First, we have to go internal, you see. We have to do some self-examination. We have to quit treating our physical form and the person that we are as less than God intended for us. You see, we do that way too much. It's called self-image. Weak self-image is self-condemnation often, or indexing trauma in the wrong way, because God sees you perfectly pure, what he created in the image and likeness of himself or herself, itself. These names don't matter, because we can't even in the physical world express what God is, because how could you? You know, that's a whole nother conversation. But in this discussion today, what am I trying to say? I'm saying that when we recognize the divinity first in ourselves, that begins our personal healing, you see. That has to happen. You have to forgive yourself of the things that you've done, for the creation to also forgive you, you see. And that's a tough one for a lot of people, tougher than you think. I talked to one person that would not pray for grace because she felt she didn't deserve it. Think about that. You feel that you don't deserve that? How can you function? But I get it, okay? So that's a person in need of a kind of healing that I can't deliver, but someone can, and grace will, you see. That's why it's so important to always remember to ask for it for yourself, so we can begin to find our divinity again, because that's the only way you'll ever see fully the divinity in someone else, and then begin to change the world. And it's that beginning, and then you start to look at the energy that you are, and you got the inklings of it in the sexual energy that can be ruined. It's kind of the gateway to death or life, right? It's your gateway. But don't beat yourself up so much, you see, because I've also said that when you do that, when you just sort of beat yourself up, keep pushing yourself into dirt, you are creating blasphemy, in my view, against the greatest creation of all, the human spirit, you know, to be in communion, in union with God. Wow, don't degrade yourself so much. Give yourself the grace that God gave you and the forgiveness God gave you, and make it your own forgiveness so that you might indeed forgive others and change the world and change your perception of each other. This is how we're going to do it. You see, it's going to have to happen one person at a time, meeting each of us where we are and touching each other in a different kind of way and finding our path, our individual path, not a group think path. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Nick Fish.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. Welcome back. You know, it's so funny. During the breaks, we're always talking a little bit about what's going on in the world. And the guys asked me, you know, are you okay with what we're doing with the graphics and all that? And I got to tell you, man, and I know all of you guys listening and watching appreciate it. These guys are remarkable. You know, I never give them a heads up, you know, what the heck I'm talking about. They got one in all the shows I've done. They got one heads up. So they have no time to prepare anything. They just do it live, right, with me. They're grabbing graphics, finding images, popping them up. I have no control of that. They do that. And that is a skill that makes it all magic. You know, when you think about how this all works, I mean, I'm sitting on the moon up here in Alaska. They're in Austin, and they're bringing all this together. So appreciate them. Appreciate the network. Contribute to it by getting those good products that are available at InfoWars Store. Because that's how it works, and it's a heck of a team, and you're part of it, and you're the fundamental part of it. None of this matters without you, because it's about you. It's about all of us, and that's why we're all doing this little thing that we're doing together. And what we're doing, actually, is we're emotionalizing. We're putting a lot of emotional energy into a new way of seeing and a new vision and a different vision, because the people perish for lack of vision, you see. Vision is really, really important. And when you have parrots in public life, too many parrots in political life that aren't statesmen, they're political parrots, greasy, slimy politicians. Those are the ones you're worried about. Statesmen, you notice, they pop up out of the woodwork, and you know them. You'll know them when you see them. Believe me, you'll know them when you see them. And everything short of that is a mess. And we see bad examples of bad leadership every day, and people think that's how they're supposed to behave. And so now we have the emulation of manipulation. That's not what we need. What we need is empowered humans the way we're intended to be. You know, because millions of free-spirited humans who also respect one another is real power. You see, because individuals fully engage with what we're created to be, you cannot stand in the way of that energy, because it's a giving energy, it's a loving energy, it's a compassionate energy, and it breaks all walls down. It just does. But it's hard to hold it sometimes, so you have to find, again, that inner reflection. And this is something we should be doing regularly. People have this idea that learning somehow stops at a certain point in life, whether it's high school, college, or whatever. No, no. The self-examination process, if you're going to continue to remember what you are as a human, better be ongoing until you become the saint. And so judgment is important in this conversation, how we judge ourselves. You see, people say, don't judge me, don't judge me. And you hear all this stuff and this rhetoric about it. And it's, again, a confused communication to confused, because here's where judgment matters, right? A few places. Judge ye not, lest ye be judged. What does that really mean? You know, part of that is, you know, the speck in your eye while you're complaining, you know, about the speck in the other guy's, where you got this thing, your vision is blurred already, you know? So what is that about? It's about the path being individual. Don't judge another man's path. And I've said it before. You go judge King Solomon conjuring demons and all this during a certain part of his life. People go, oh, wow, scary stuff. Burn that guy, you know? But King Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived, according to that. All of what we read. So what do we know? We know that in every path is an individual path between God and you. So don't judge your path so harshly if you're still on it and still seeking and still driving for perfection, your own perfection, your individual transfiguration transformation. That's where you're going at some point, whether you know it or not. And the traumas in life and all the things that you hope for and wish for bring you the circumstances that will either equip you or you'll fold. Don't fold. Don't quit until the last breath is taken. Don't quit. That's the message, all right, is learn from your mistakes. Value them as much as your successes, more even than your successes, because what you learn not to do will preserve others from your damage that you'll otherwise create. So self-examination, self-forgiveness is about clearing the deck of knowledge. So believing something. You know, I can believe that a car engine works and not have any knowledge about how. Oh, I don't like that so much when it comes to my life. Pay for the car, okay, but not for my life. I want to know that. I want a knowing that allows me to express a knowing of who I am in the world around me. Each of us can do this. This is what we were designed to do. So the flesh part that pulls against us, it drops us into fear and anxiety and all those negative things, this is the misuse of emotional energy, and we've never learned to use it correctly. This is part of it, is to learn how to use this correctly. And a lot of us have used the power of our emotions to preserve ourselves, protect ourselves from what is around us, which I understand completely. I've done it too. We've all done it. It's what we are. We're human beings. But we need a different kind of discussion. A lot of it, and, you know, I know people are looking for, okay, what are you going to talk about science today? I'm not today. Okay? I'm not today because there's 50 tracks there you can go look at and get the background knowledge. Today is about bringing this last 3 weeks into a focus, because we need tools right now. And so knowledge is a deeper knowing, and that's what drives faith. You see, knowledge is a deeper knowing, absolute knowing. And then that becomes the faithful step of what your next move is. And then the wisdom is what you hope to hang on knowledge, because you can have a lot of knowledge. We see it playing out in the world, lots of knowledge, lots of train wrecks, no value system, no wisdom in that knowledge. That's a dangerous thing, you know. That's a five-year-old with a hand grenade, you know. You're hoping they don't pull the pin. Dangerous times when you have emotion running wild, when it's meant to be the power behind thought. and intention and the force of who you are as a created living soul, expressing yourself, knowing confidently exactly what you can do and doing that. And it gets done. And if you make a mistake, if you find, oh man, what an error, that's why you want to pray for grace. And then you want to correct. You want to take personal responsibility for your choices so that you'll make wiser ones. Because once you take the choice, you internalize again the correction, forgive yourself, God will forgive you, you can move on and create more constructively. Just like, think of yourself as the two-year-old in God's eyes, learning the lessons, like the two-year-old in the Creator's eyes, because that's all we are. We have such limited view. But here's the possibility, is within this is the possibility of a transformation where we get it. We separate our flesh from our spirits again, and we put it back in the right order, where the body is not running around with a soul in it. The soul is running around with a body to carry it in this world, in this physical reality. But the rest of the time, that soul is engaged in the universe, connecting with everything else. Because that's the image in creation is, think about this. It's like by metaphor only, because we can never fully grasp it, but we are a hologram, having the fullness of all within this microcosm of who we are. That's the connection to God that we are, all are. It's not how we physically look, you see. It's that. It's the truth of who we are as a living soul. And we're in a state of transformation in this earth and in the experiences that we engage in, because it's always about how we perceive it and what we choose to do with it. And recognize we only see it through our filter. And to remove the filters of the world is an important prayer to ask for. To take away the fog that's created around us and delve deeper into our knowing, into our connection, what some call intuition, which connects us to the universal know. And in that comes our transfiguration. Now think of Christ on the cross with his last breath saying, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that's the truth of the matter. You can't be held accountable for what you do not know. So the more you know, the more accountable you are, and the more important your choices. And we all know a lot. And we all know, in knowing a lot, we know nothing. We know so little. And so it is in the journey to knowing that we all join together in the info wars. And the new saints are in the transformation, in the transfiguration, in the recognition of the power that we are. As we look through the fog of the world and we lift the fog from our own eyes as we remember who we are, and we project differently in the world around us, and we change the world. You see, this is the transformation. This is the moment. This is the time in the 21st century, and we rediscover the tools, the power of what we were created to be, each and every one of us. And you may be a bus driver or a carpenter. Don't think you're just anything, because Christ was a carpenter, not the CEO. Remember who you are, remember what you are, and remember, we're in this together. This is Dr. Nick Begich.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.